We're going to be reading select excerpts from the source materials on the topic of work in faith above reason. You can send questions. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of faith above reason. We're going to be reading excerpt number 3 from the Rabash article, What is Do Not Add and Do Not Take Away in the Work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being nearer to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feels that he has the strength to tell the Creator, You have chosen us from among all the nations, you have loved us and wanted us, since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. We'll read it again. From the article, What is Do Not Add and Do Not Take Away in the Work? From Rabash, excerpt number 3. One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. And although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite, he should nevertheless work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel this in his organs, that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good that does good, and feels that he has the strength to tell the Creator, You have chosen us from among all the nations, you have loved us and wanted us, since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
So this means that if a person always tries to be in faith above reason, so he begins to distinguish between faith above reason and within reason. And he maintains both of these levels. He doesn't disregard what he sees within reason in his vessels. On the contrary, that too is important. That he looks at life within reason, because then he always has the opportunity to rise above reason to the opposite. Within reason means what he sees according to his qualities of his body, his present qualities, his mind and heart that he has now. That means within his reason. Above reason means that he describes to himself that the Creator runs the whole of reality and there is none else besides him, and he's good that does good. This is above reason. This is the spiritual law that works this way. But in the spiritual world that he hasn't reached yet. And in his world, in his reason, he sees the opposite. So what? He exists in one world while aspiring, trying to reach another world. And he has access to both of these worlds or connection with them. And that's how he stabilizes himself. All right. I don't see questions. So I'll read the quote. One must believe above reason and imagine to himself that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator felt in his organs. What does it mean? That he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. And although when he looks within reason, when he doesn't have faith, but looks within reason, according to his senses, his mind, and his emotion, he sees the opposite, that the world is not so good and the Creator doesn't govern the world and everything is just given to the hands of all sorts of people that are evil. He should still work above reason, meaning try to maintain himself on the second level and not the first. And it should appear to him as though he can already feel it in his organs, that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal. If he maintains that all the time and tries to do that, he acquires the importance of the goal. And from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near the Creator, by always envisioning himself on a higher degree than what he is. And there he's closer to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good that does good, according to the second level, where he can say with being above reason. And he feels that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You've loved us and wanted us." Meaning there are people that the Creator wants to bring closer, and him as well, since he has a reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator, how the Creator is truly good that does good. PT 31. PT 31.
He writes at the beginning of the article here, he writes, one needs to believe above reason and imagine to himself. How do I know that I'm imagining it correctly and it's not my imagination?
That's not important. Of course it's an imagination. It doesn't matter. What's important is that you're aspiring and you're trying. You can never compare your imagination and the spiritual truth which you haven't yet attained. So there's no question.
The question is, do we need to exercise our effort in my imagination? Is it okay?
Yes, that the Creator governs the whole world as good that does good. You can imagine that because by doing that you're relying on the sages. Okay, Holland.
Rav, when I'm in a state of burning of the heart, I'm in my ego, and I want to see that the Creator is the good that does good. I imagine that it is so, and then I derive joy from this, like the article says. But how do I know that it is not joy because of relief of leaving this state that's bothering me, but that it's true joy of being near to him? Because I feel like the ego is playing a trick on me. It's like a heavy load that stops me from really go above reason. It's tricking me. Is this true joy?
Adain, זה כך אצלך,
This is still how it is for you. It's not clarified yet. You're between heaven and earth, so to speak, but continue persistently, and you will see how it builds the vessels for you. The vessels are still under construction. There is still some work here in formatting the embryo and building the embryo in the womb until all the organs come into the right place and it becomes gradually clearer and each part becomes connected according to its function and character. In the beginning, it doesn't exist. It's just this one piece, one lump. And then it begins to divide into many different kinds of parts in their function, in their nature, in their quality. How? Where does it come from? Just from one piece of flesh or one drop even? So we see how over time that will to receive, single will to receive that existed, gradually divides to many different kinds of desires. And these desires begin to be connected among them. And then they begin to function. So you have no reason to complain that it's not clear yet and you don't exactly know and so on. And these are exactly the stages of how we grow, just like an embryo. Latin 7. Latin 7.
Good day, dear teacher. Question from a friend who says so. How do we reveal or how do we move the revelation of the Creator to the ten?
We talk about it. We just talk about it. If they don't know themselves, then with all kinds of quotes that we take from Kabbalists. That's why Kabbalists wrote it to us, so that we can talk about it. The people of the Great Synagogue wrote prayers for us. The King David wrote psalms for us. And likewise, we have a lot more material. So you don't speak from yourself. You speak on behalf of the great ones that you wish to somehow be similar to. Just like a child, an embryo, the great ones say something and the adults say something and he just utters words that he doesn't really understand. Same with us. Let's say we take Psalms and we start reading. We don't understand what we're saying there, but it can help us come to that understanding. Okay. PT 27.
It's written in many of the places a person needs to decide, needs to effort, needs to stabilize this thing of faith above reason. And as much as we engage and think about it more, one feels the lack of ability, lack of approach. And you can feel upon that, that the only approach is through prayer and request. And it's not something that I can do myself. And that prayer and request is something that it's not in you, but it's something in the common field of the group, in the ten.
That's also correct. And still, prayer as well, and you need to make an effort to describe what is faith above reason. Just imagine that from the world that you feel now, you enter a state where the Creator fills the whole of reality. This is called faith above reason. In the meantime, that's true. Later on, there will be other additions, but to imagine that the Creator fills up the world and arranges the world and only His power exists, like this article, none else besides Him. What's the problem? Just envision that, and that's it. This is called faith above reason. PT 2.
Rab, you talked about cells in an embryo that split. this reality that I see now and the faith above reason that I'm trying to see, which is constantly split inside of me, is that similar to that splitting that each time it grows, each time more and more?
Right, correct. It helps us when we each time rise from within reason to faith above reason, when we do it forcefully with our imagination, with our desire, we look for it, we search for it. By that we build the true spiritual world. How else can we build it? How else can we attain it? It is said, you have made me. How do we make him? The spiritual world, or the creator, the upper reality.
How not to run from, well, faith above reason seems like something more high, more sublime. How not to run from looking at reality like it is?
No, the Creator always sets this up for us. But we, once again, have to see that the Creator governs the whole world and fills up the world and rearranges everything. That's it, each and every moment. So we come out of it, we go back into it. We come out of it, we go back into it. We come out of it, once again I see myself through my ego, as if the will to receive is in control. The world continues its practice as usual, and then again I raise my depiction that the Creator governs and fills everything. This is called divinity in exile. And we keep imagining divinity in the revealed state. All right? PT 31.
No, Yaakov.
Yaakov, go ahead. No? Who wants to ask there?
When a person acts towards the ten, he carries that heavy suitcase for an important person, but he's acting it. He doesn't know that he's great.
Our work
doesn't matter. Our work is always in acting.
But where does he get the impression, the force from doing this game?
He receives it. If he tries, he receives it. He prays for that as well.
He prays to have the strength to play?
Yes, yes. Exactly. PT
30?
I wanted to ask, to be within reason and above reason, is this what gives us our freedom of choice?
Yes, we'll get to it. Chadir Haban?
It feels like everything starts with the beginning, with the awakening from above that awakens the spark in you, that starts the work. How do you become more sensitive toward that awakening from above?
I didn't hear well. Last question, last sentence.
How do we awaken ourselves to be more sensitive to the awakening from above?
This is through the ten. You can't do it by yourself. On his own, a person always falls asleep. New York 4.
No, set. Okay. When Rabash was in a tax office or a road worker, how can he be fully in thoughts of the ten and also talk to people and just do work, regular work?
Adam Nidrash, a person is required to stay connected to the Creator no matter the situation. no matter the situation, because each and every state he's going through, he has to believe that it comes to him from above. And the person has nothing else to do but to be adhered to this force that obligates him to be in that degree, including all the states, the worst states, lowly states, intimate states, it doesn't matter which and what. There is no state that you can remove the Creator from as if he's not there, because there's no empty space for him.
If you just think about the Creator, you don't have the mind to manage life.
This will come. Do these exercises. A few more months, we'll talk then. That's how it is. Hebrew 10.
It says that as if he already feels the organs. This is the how you relate to the friends, or what are the organs? The friends, my desires, what is it?
Organs, meaning we are all organs of the same body. What's up with our friend from Croatia? Is he completely silent now? Don't smile, talk.
Learning to listen.
Oh, I hurt you so badly.
No, God forbid, no. But I do have a question, can I?
Please?
What exactly is, what does it mean to feel the greatness of the Creator?
That there is an upper force, like a field, that controls everything, that holds everything inside of it, including us.
And how can I pass this feeling on to the friends?
Try to feel that you're in it. You exist in it. No, my dear student, Kiev.
Dear Rav, how is the work of in faith above reason and within reason, how is it connected? Suppose I look at friends that are a very good example for me, that like Senka, Mushi, Marik, they have a very irrational attitude toward life, and they build their life in light of the path, in relation to it, and it seems that they're very goal-oriented.
Yeah, of course they are aimed at the goal, that's certain. That's the only thing they're thinking about and holding on to. Where does it come from? It's because they are inside an environment, a great environment, strong environment that holds everyone, that demands of them. What? We don't demand of Mushi? How many times a day is being pounded over the head, and Senka is constantly going through stuff, and Marek, each one in his work. So they're on the path. The important thing is to understand, is to feel that there's an environment. Right now, we don't have it. We're all spread around the world. There are no more physical environments, but it's good that there's no physical environment, because we're starting to be more homogeneous, more similar to one another. And I'm happy about this time. And when we get back to, when we're able to get back to this building, because we have to, we have departments here, we need to keep different systems here. There are many systems that are not fully operational. And translations and archives, all those things that we are working on, collecting the material and preparing it for the next generation. No, it's good. PT25.
In R10, in our work within reason, above reason, how do we measure our attitude toward in relation to the measure of patience and impatience?
The need. The main thing is the need. Patience or impatience, you know, if I need something, then I submit to it. PT21.
A friend is asking, it's really felt that in order to keep the greatness of the Creator in the Ten, we need our vote. So maybe we can study the article of Darvut again in order to awaken its importance.
It's okay, write somewhere on the side and ask to study this article, the Darvut, in the afternoon or evening lessons. It'll take a while, but go ahead. You can send such requests to the people in charge, Oyakoka. And see if we can introduce it into the studies or not. Jerusalem.
Is there something that I can do in order to prepare myself for the rest of the day that will help me keep the effort of being in faith above reason during the day?
To be in the group in the end of correction.
How do I prepare myself toward making an effort?
No, don't prepare to be with the group in the end of correction. Now. That's it. And don't prepare yourself for something and what will happen. No. Right now. Elat, where's my fat guy?
Hello, dear Rav. You said that we're all dispersed, physical groups, and so on. I can say that since I moved from the LA group to the Elat group, the connection between us, I don't know how to explain it. It's something so special. It's a completely different kind of love. It's something that's from out of this world.
Nice. Keep going. We'll be happy.
Hello, Rav. Previously we talked about demand. What are we supposed to demand of each other in the Ten?
We need to demand of one another only one thing, that we will support one another in love, so the Creator will appear between us and will give him contentment in that exactly. Pete Young?
Rav,
if I see the greatness of the friends all the time, and when we're scrutinizing something, I don't even want to talk, I only want to listen to them. Is this the greatness of the Creator?
Yeah, that's also enough. Latin 7.
Latin 7.
You as a scientist, in relation to faith above reason, within your reason, that you have so much knowledge, scientific knowledge, does it help you spiritually wise to relate everything to that?
Of course it helps, but it's not necessary. It helps. In our explanation, our wider understanding of how things happen around the world according to the laws in biology and physics. But it's not necessary. You don't need to go and learn this. Baal Salam studied a little bit. I have his some of his writings that he did when he was studying the wave theory and all that. But that's because he wanted to explain it to others.
BBUK.
BBUK.
If to judge in relation to the goal, the weaker my 10, the more room I have to work. So why?
If the Creator would have brought you joy and gladness in your vessels, then you would be happy in your ego and your vessels of reception. That's why He's not letting you enjoy in your vessels of reception in order to help you to rise from them to vessels of bestowal. Ita 4.
Buongiorno, amato Rav. Puoi spiegarmi che cosa vuol dire lodare il creatore?
Good morning, dear Rav. Can you explain what does it mean to praise the Creator? Who do I give this praise?
I praise for myself. I explain to myself that there's no other force but Him, and everything that appears to me that there are other forces, it's in order for me to praise the Creator who is above everyone and everything. And we're done with that. Michael, next stage.
And let's sing.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut veshamu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut vesham hu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 lelo, 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 la. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות. Entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, junto al grupo llega la amistad, ושם הוא יוצא del exilio salir והופך את הנסתר לגלות.